So, whoever has been here for the last couple of days, we've been talking about Narsingadev, Dave. And more in the aspect of the divine protector, our father. So, this beautiful slideshow and kind of class is going to be talking about why he is and how he is the god of yoga and how yoga originated from his manifestation. And how Prahlad is like the true yogi, the original yogi. So, what I'm showing you, the photos I'm showing you, is a second book I'm working on called Narsimha, the God of Yoga. And it's going to kind of open up a huge window for the yoga scene that has been untouched and unopened and realized the origins of the God of Yoga. So, when Lord Nrsimhadev, after he killed the wild Hiranyakashipu who was trying to torture and kill his son, he became extremely angered and aggressive. So in order to pacify this aggression, he sat in the lotus, the Padmasana, in this position, and they believe he did pranayama, and he settled his mind, chittas, and he controlled his senses. And remove this anger. And Prahlad Maharaj also did this yoga with him. It's spoken about in many Puranas, in the Nrsimha Upanishad, and so many things, places, and by so many acharyas. And then they traveled to different places, different spots within India, and many sacred sages and yogis and yoginis had darshan of Yoga Nrsimha in this form, with Prahlad or with Lakshmi. So in my years of traveling and finding over 1,000 temples, most of these temples are Yoga Nrsimha. And it never dawned on me because I was too busy trying to catalog his temples. And then I went to one Swamiji who was a great worshipper of Yoga Nrsimha, and he said, I said, I was like, Jai Nrsimha, hey Nrsimha Bhagavan. And he said, God of Yoga. And I said, God of Yoga? He said, yes, he is the original. Yoga is from him. And I was just, it just clicked, like the light bulb came on. Duh. Well, what, how did I miss this all these years? So, last year I went on another crazy adventure of a lifetime, like Indiana Jones adventure. But I'm much older now, so. When I was younger, I had so much energy, it was just nonstop. No sleeping, no eating, nothing. Just Nrsimha, Nrsimha, Nrsimha. This time I had to stop a few times. And this was one of the first temples. I had heard about this temple. It's called Hulalu. And you can see the beautiful temple, well, what used to be a beautiful temple, is completely covered by vines and everything. And I'd heard about this temple 15, 20 years earlier, but I missed out on it. And it hasn't been worshipped for like 200 years. So when I showed up, I immediately ran out. And going into the temple, there was a big cobra that came out. Apparently a leopard was living in there, and so many hundreds of bats flew out. And when I entered the temple, I had this feeling of, oh my God, what's happening? I feel like my father was there waiting for me. And look, when I shined my flashlight into the distance, I saw this gigantic form of Yoga Nrsimha, covered in mold, hadn't been touched or worshipped for God knows how many years. So I immediately, but the presence of him was there. And the feeling of complete tranquility and peace, like not you could hear a pin drop. It was like, and when you went into the inner sanctum, and I was of course looking for cobras anymore. Were in there, and I was shocked at the state he was in. But it wasn't my first time I'd seen a temple neglected, hundreds of them are unworshipped, and for many reasons. So I asked my crew, he's huge, he's like 8 foot tall. I don't know how many meters that is, maybe almost 3 meters, right? 2.5 meters. And this gigantic, and I'd seen many big deities in my life, but a yoganashrama this big, it blew my mind. So I called all my, the video crew in, the photographer crew, and then all these young kids started coming from the village. I mean, young, 5-year-old, 10-year-old, huge group of them, boys and girls. They were very interested in what's happening. And I said, I told the kids, go find some buckets. Go find some scrubbies. Or they sometimes in India, they use coconut husk. And look at his toes, huh? His perfect toes with toe rings. And you see on the right side is there's Shri Devi, and then on the left side would be Boo Devi. There was nothing wrong with him, not one speck of damage or anything. Sorry about this. Some of the photos are... Oh, here's a little video. So you can see coming into... You see, completely abandoned. It was shocking because I'd had this experience, this high before, but... What? Say again. Yeah, someone maybe, I think someone did like 6 months before. Yeah, they came and put a dhoti. So you can see we started cleaning him. This is my son here on the right. He was also with us. So him and the kids, I just let them do their thing. And immediately we started scrubbing and putting water and oil and you'll see. So this, yeah, it's very spectacular. The little boy on the left side, his name was Mokshit, and my son is Vayu. They just got right into it, you know, and then all the little girls were coming, boys, and doing the fronts, the backs, and us big guys were holding these copper pots, you know, bathing. It was pretty cool because naturally kids are pure. They don't have any hang-ups like us old people. So much drama and ups and downs, ego, pride. They're fearless. So some of us would have been, oh God, can I touch the idol? Am I initiated? Am I allowed to? But they just immediately go, like Prahlad, fearless. So I was also like that, so I could relate. But it was interesting to see these young kids, the next generation's kind of so into it, and you see the detail on the top of Narsimha's idol. There's the Das Avatar, the 10 incarnations. And it just kept going like this for so long. It was so... And then they were in charge. The kids started telling other kids, go get flower garlands, go get Tulsi, bring more water. So... Yeah, and then they did Abhishek. Jai Nishingiri. Jai. Yeah, that was pretty far out. Jai Nishingadev. So often I bring devotees. So I did this a few times with this deity. I brought other devotees, men and women. I said, come and experience. I said, come and experience this with me. Nobody's worshiping him. Take advantage of this opportunity. So I brought them and we all did Abhishek again. Cleaned the entire temple, top to bottom. And then we started renovating it, removing all the vines, like up in the corners there, you can see there was these huge vines growing in. Mother Nature, she does what she does. And it was pretty miraculous. And now there's a Brahmin there. He's, and this boy Mokshit, this was the second time I went, he just sat in front of Narsimhadev and he started chanting, Om Shrom Narasimhaya Namah. Om Shrom Narasimhaya Namah. And you're in the inner sanctum, and the inner sanctum is the womb. In Vastu, the temple architecture, that's considered the womb, which is extremely quiet, extremely calm, and it has its the sound vibrations out of this world, the echoing. So this little kid, so I sat down, and then my whole crew and team, I was really far out, and then he kept going into other mantras. He's only 7 years old, you know? So it was really, and so I asked him, I said, what will you do now, school, this, that, you know? He said, only Narasimha. I'll only worship. He is my God. He's my father. So still to this day, they send me photos where Mokshit is there worshiping, doing puja every day. So, yeah, this is a really... This deity was actually going to go to Germany. His Holiness Satchinandan Swami and I, they were going to give me this deity, and we were going to open a temple in Germany, like a real proper Nrsimha temple, built from the ground up, like all stone, proper vastu, you know, directions and everything like that. So let's see what happens. Yeah, there he is. So awesome, my God. I think that's all from Hulalu. Come on. Ah, is the movie work? No. Okay, so that was Hulalu, pretty far out, huh? So that temples like that blew my mind, and that architecture was Hoysala. And the Hoysala kings were considered the wealthiest, some of the richest kings in India. And their attention to detail, like you saw in Nrsimhadev's ring, every finger he had a ring, every toe, like far out stuff like that. So now we went to, sorry, I have to, as I'm getting older, I have to look at paper now. It's Sandanumat, which is in the middle of the jungle in northern Karnataka. Now this matta means ashram. It's from the Madhva Sampradaya. These Swamijis don't go out. They don't leave India. They very rarely leave the matta. And they sit there and they do the same thing that the previous 150 acharyas have done in their lineage. Goes back 2,000 plus years, they worship Narasimha. And people come and get inspiration from all over the world. While I was there in the middle of this jungle, I met executives of Google, Apple, billionaire celebrities from America, all over the world, Europe. And they come once a year for 2 weeks to do a vrata. And cell phones don't work here. There's no plugs in your room to charge anything. There's no beds, and there's no hot water. And so the Swami says, this is how we have been living for thousands of years. Before, there was none of this. And the many kings and queens would come stay with them, so why do we need this now? So I met these two professors, the professor of archaeology and the professor of religious studies at Bangalore. Both of them did their PhDs on Narasimha being the god of yoga. So it was like, as I got further into my research about this aspect of Narasimha, it just so much came. And I met this beautiful Swamiji, his name is very long, Yadav Giri Yatiraj Narayan Jir Swamiji. So I'd heard about him when I was a young boy, actually, and he was one of the only Swamis I hadn't met. And I don't know if you can see behind his danda in the back. There's a bowl with yellow stuff in it. He has this very ancient Lakshmi Yoga Boga Narasimha idol. He carries with him. Remember I've been saying how women carry these small deities? Also these Swamis, they'll carry them around their neck. They'll tie in a bag or a knot and carry them everywhere they go. And this is one of those deities which his gurus carried. And at first, these Swamis are very hard to get to because they take their practice seriously. It's like us. We can't just approach the president or the judge or the head commissioner whenever we want, right? You have to make a meeting. They have to decide who you are. But with him, the door was just wide open. And I was passing through another village where he was installing a Yoga Narasimha deity. And I just came there and I showed him the book, and he had tears in his eyes. And every photo, of course, of Yoga Narsimha was the one that captured him. But he was such a kind Swami. And I asked him, so why is Narsimha the god of yoga? And he spoke perfect English, and he said, why such a foolish question? Isn't it obvious? He said, you don't know the story and the history? And I, of course I wanted to hear it from his mouth. So then he again reiterated, Narsimha calmed his anger in all the different places Prahlad Maharaj and Narsingadev went and did yoga and appeared to so many sacred rishis and yogis and yoginis. So this is the deity of Yoga Narsimha that the Swamiji was installing. Now they call him Police Narsimha, Chokidar Narsimha, because the temple was in ruins and everybody from this small village of Machuri had moved to Bangalore, about 4 hours from Bangalore. They deserted him, their lord. So one day, an old Baba, old man, carried this idol to the police station and said, you must keep him here. So he was in the police station for like 6 years, sitting there. And the police sometimes would give him a flower, So the criminals would come in, and the first thing they would see is Narsimha. They're in handcuffs and having darshan of Yoga Narsimha. So one day, this man on the right, his name is Balaji. He's the local mafia man, big Narsimha devotee. And he and another Swami, about 10 of them who grew up in this village, all had a dream at the same time. Narsimha said, why have you abandoned me? And why have you stopped the seva that your forefathers had continued for hundreds of years? Come back immediately. And they were all semi-retired, mafia, big, politicians or rich businessmen. And they all came to the village and built a temple for Yoga Narsimha and then reinstalled him. So I had arrived on that day when the Swamiji was there. So I got to meet Swamiji. I got to meet all these incredible devotees and see him installed again as the god of yoga. I'm sorry that all these photos are not working. This is a PC, so we're having a bit of issues. Bummer. So this is a far-out temple. the second one on my journey of researching Yoga Narsimha, this is called Agra. Agra Yoga Narsimha. Agra means remover of poison. So you can take this in a few ways. But the history, the chronology of this deity was a king about 1,000 years ago was traveling through this area. And it was an auspicious area where they worship Durga and Kali in Karnataka. Very tantric, very invested with powerful energy and mystical things. The king had went to sleep, and in the night he was bitten by a cobra, which is imminent death, king cobra. So they called the local doctor. Not like the doctors we know, they check your blood pressure. They were like a tantric doctor. And he said, only Narsimha can save you. Pray to Narsimha. He is the remover of poison, Agra. Right? So the king sat, closed his eyes, and he meditated. Some say, not so clear, some say 1 day, some say 7 days. Like I think Parikshit was 7 days. So the poison was removed from his body, and he dedicated his life to establishing this temple of Yoga Narsimha. He built this temple, and then he surrounded the temple with snakes. There's carvings everywhere on top. And then he buried a large fortune of his treasure underneath Narsimha. And then he established a Naga Sthanam, which is a place where the snakes are worshipped, the forefathers. And for those that are confused by that, when the great Parshuram, he defeated and destroyed the corrupt race of the military class some thousands of years back, there was no one to control and rule the lands except the Nagas. So he handed the control of the world and the land to the Nagas. So when the human race started coming back again and being somewhat moral, they asked the Nagas for the land. And the Nagas said, yeah, of course, we will give you the land, but you should also give us homage. You should pray to us before you build anything. So that's why we do often a lot of Naga installations of temples, houses, buildings, and so forth. So the king built one of those shrines there with his hundreds of Nagas. And this pujari, I loved his name. His name was Narsimha Prasad. That's such a cool name. And often, most of the Nrisimha pujaris were Narsimha something. But that name really stuck me. I was like, wow, Narsimha Prasad. Oh, this is a bummer. We're missing photo. Anyways, we'll keep going. So, this Bhagavali is another famous temple of the Hoysala dynasty in kind of northern Karnataka. And this is a pure silver idol of Nrisimha, which was gifted by a king some 1,300 years earlier. And what's specialty of this temple is that the heads of the army of India, like the generals of the police in India, they have like a special black ops, like FBI. This is their god. So their family, a lot of them come from one particular region in India. And they're warriors, they're protectors. So this is their family deity. So they come before anything big or any problems and they pray to Yoga Narsimha. And unfortunately, I think these are the photos. We should have just used the other computer because it worked fine yesterday. Anyways, no problem. I wish I could show you the big idol behind there, but technical problems. Ah, now, I'm glad you got to see this. This is, let me make sure I get the name right. Angkola is the name of the area, the jungle. It's called the Angkola jungle, and it's a preservation. There's tigers, leopards, elephants. So, and it's situated on the second Ganga called Ganga Valley. And that form is Kevala Nrisimha. It looks like Chintamani, but Kevala sits like this. You know, some of us humans sit like this, right? Relaxed with one hand on this knee, the other hand there. Just completely overlooking the entire world. And he's sitting on top of a mountain. So he's looking kind of almost 360 degree. And he's under this tree. So when I got there, I was immediately like, why isn't there a temple? What's going on with these people? Just sitting out here in the elements? So this far out man who I picked up on the road on the way in, who helped us find him, said, oh no. So many people have tried to build temples for him for hundreds of years, kings, rich people. No. And he came to them in a dream and said, why are you trying to confine me? The jungle is my temple, and its creatures and all its people are my devotees. And my temple is under this tree. So he sits there, and this deity is second century. So he's so awesome. So of course we did Abhishek, and he's very tribal. So he sits there almost like an elder, like a grandfather, where you can go to and say, oh, Baba, please help me. I have an issue. I have some problem in life. Can you help rectify this? Can you give me advice? So that's how he's worshipped there, as like their father or grandfather. People come and ask, not more for blessings or fulfillments, but for advice. So as we were leaving, one big, you know, hence we're in the middle of the jungle. To get there, we had to go down this crazy road and boulders and mud and almost sliding off into the river. as I'm leaving, this big Mercedes car pulls up with some VIP, you know, politician, and he happened to be, he was the here, I don't know, in the West you have the person who's in charge of the wildlife, like wildlife commissioner. So this guy was the head of the wildlife commissioner in all of Karnataka. And he was shocked to see me. I was shocked to see him. I said, what are you doing here? He said, I'm going to see my father. I was like, oh, he lives around here? No, Narasimha is my father. I said, ah, yes, he's, okay, I understand. And he also told me of some other temples in the area. There he is, and I took full advantage. I even had the camera crew. They were all Brahmins, the camera crew and video crew. Come in touch and do Abhishek, and yeah, very sweet, this form. On the Gangavali River. Aha! Kaniyarmat. So this Swamiji, also known as Narasimha Swami, Swami Narasimha, he has many other names, but I call him this. So he's about my age, 40, maybe a little older, 40-ish. When I was young, it was like a kind of a competition of who likes Narasimha more, because his ashram is called the Narasimha Ashram. It's a mutt. It's a school of Narasimha, and they have like hundreds of Narasimha deities. Their main deity was given to his past, the Swamijis of that mutt, by Madhvacharya. So he is the Narasimha guy, and I never thought otherwise. But you know, when you're young and you're a man, you're like, I'm the dude. It's me. So he was quite difficult when I was young. I kept trying to meet with him. He would make me wait 2-3 hours, and then he would walk out and say he had to go on a meeting or something. You know, he was very kind of interesting when I was young. And he also said, nah, I don't think he'll ever finish this book. Right? He was kind of like making fun of this white dude. Like, he doesn't even know the language. How is he going to finish the book? So this last year, when I brought the book to him, finally, he let me take photos. That was one positive thing. And secondly, he wept. He looked at the book, and he was crying, like laughing and crying. And he said, you did this? Because sometimes when you do something, you know, you're moving on to the next thing. So you're not thinking about the thing you did before. You're concentrating on what's next. So sometimes I forget all the stuff. I said, well, yeah, Narasimha's grace. And he said, what's next? And how can I help? And I said, well, finally. It took you 25 years. But thanks for offering. So he also explained the lineage of, in his matha, of why Narasimha is the god of yoga, and why they worship the god of yoga, Narasimha. And I hope the photo comes up. Let's see. Yes, okay. It's hard to see because this is inside the Udupi Krishna temple. So he went on the altar of Udupi Krishna and took this idol of yoga Narasimha in his hands, which was sitting in front of Udupi Krishna, and he brought him out for us to see. And this is just with my mobile. I don't have the higher resolution image, but it was so kind of him to do that. Generally, you don't do that. You don't go on the altar and take it. But he was so enthusiastic about the god of yoga being presented to the world. He was so helpful. So this is Balakati. Remember I showed you Machuri earlier, where the gangster was on the side, and they... So his name is Balaji. Balaji I've known for some time. So he, every now and again I get a message. He's like, sir, Swami, I found one more temple. And this was one of them. When I came to visit him last year, he was like a kid. He was like so excited. He's like, you have to come with me. There's another temple I found. And I was like, for me, that's heaven, you know? Most people want like a raise or like win the lottery. That to me was winning the lottery. And he said, you've never seen anything like this. Which I hadn't. This particular form is unusual because it's a mixture of three dynasties. There's Hoysala, there's Chalukya, and there's Vijayanagara, which is a mix kind of Tamil Nadu and Karnataka. So different kings who had a similar vision of Narsimha kind of came together and they constructed a temple and a form of yoga. Narsimha was Sri Devi and Bhu Devi. And the temple was lost and buried underground for hundreds of years. And in this village, maybe there's another photo. Oh no. Okay. Don't use a PC. They called Balaji and they said, "Sir, we've found some structure underground." And Balaji also worked with the archaeological department. So he went out there and bulldozed it. And they excavated Narsimha, they excavated Krishna Deity, and another Yoga Narsimha Deity. And the whole entire temple was full of dirt, like a mound. It was like a small hill with trees and everything. But the village council had a dream. The three elders on Narsimha said, "I have been waiting. Come find me." And then they excavated this temple. And it was a huge find for me because I'd seen so many temples and, oh man, this is Narsipur. In Karnataka, a place near a place called Halabidu, which is a famous tourist destination. And this form of Narsimha was again installed by a great king of that dynasty, the Hoysala dynasty. All the Hoysalas, all the Pallavas, the Cholas, the Vijayanagars, the Guptas, the kings and queens were devotees of Narsimha. Their main deity was Narsimha. And they often built temples of him. Sometimes they would have him as the main, and then Krishna and maybe Shiva or a goddess. But Narsimha was always the center of their bhakti and their power. So under this such, the younger king, the younger brother of the main king of the Hoysala dynasty at that time, Narsimha Acharya, was going to battle. So, and he was going to lose, they say. It was his first battle. He was the younger brother. So he was on his way, he stopped. This is about 20 kilometers outside of the kingdom. He stopped in this area for the night, and he was very worried. And his advisors and his priests, they always travel with a priest, right? Or a guru. They said, "You must pray to Bhagawan. You must pray to Narsimha. He will protect you." So he did. He did a homa that evening and he prayed to Narsimha. And Narsimha came to him in a dream and said, "If you dedicate your life to me, I will protect you." So the king went on to win the battle. Many battles. So in this exact spot, which he named Narsipura, he built this temple of Yoga Narsimha, because this was his darshan. And we're happy because this Brahmin, whose name is Narsimhacharya, I knew his father's 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 four generations. They all unfortunately passed away. And they were very like addicted to Narsimha, but they also wouldn't let me take photos for a long time. And now their son, who's taken over the worship, is a little bit more contemporary and open. And he's a real yogi, so he practices yoga, and he teaches yoga. So every morning he goes, and he sits before Narsimha, and he does his pranayama. And he let us be part of that, because I said, I also want to capture your love for Narsimha, how you worship him. I don't just want to take a photo of a deity. It's you I'm interested in, right? The devotees is what God is interested in as well. So it became my kind of addiction. It was his people and their love. So he sat and he kind of was like hesitant about the cameras, but then got into his yogic mood and trance and love and worship. And just it was just this incredible vibration that affected all of us in there. And every temple was like that. The Brahmin would sit, either they would do pranayama or they would sit in yoga position, and they would just murmur their mantras. Because sometimes, depending on the tradition, you shouldn't chant the mantras loudly. It should be a murmur. And to be able to witness this was astounding. Even some women, there was one temple where a woman, her husband was gone, the Brahmin, and she was older, past her the days of having children and everything, must have been 50, 60 plus. So I said, oh, we have to wait for him to come, and it's going to take too long. She said, no, come, I'll give you darshan. I was like, that's okay, you can do that. Of course, I was encouraging her to break, if there was rules, to break them. But she brought us to the temple, opened the doors, and there was Narsimha, this amazing Swayambhu form. Same thing, she sat, and she like closed her eyes. It was pretty powerful. She started chanting these mantras and clapping and doing all the purification rites with the mudras and then achmanam. And then she was like, hey, Narsimha. And she got up and started doing puja for us. And normally in India, this doesn't happen. It's happened a few times to me, 3-4 times under where the pujari is away and grandma opens the temple and does puja. And to see that other aspect of their bhav was really far out. So yeah, that was a beautiful experience. Let's see if some photos will open for us here. Maybe this is a video. Maybe we'll get lucky. Maybe not. Ah, Guru Narsimha. Wow, this guy is really something else. Yeah, so he's on the bank of the Krishna River. It's hard to put into words how awesome he is. Another gigantic deity of Nrsimha, which was found in the river, the Krishna River, by two kind of farmers. They were walking across the river and they noticed some sort of like something coming out of the river, like an unusual stone, and they went down and they found him. And because he was lost in the history. This deity was also, again, worshipped by Gautama Maharishi. And this was his darshan of Nrsimha in the form of the god of yoga. And, you know, over time, things go. Temples collapse. People stop worshipping. So he ended up in the river. So these two brothers managed to get him out of the, with the help of the locals, managed to get him out of the village and build a temple for him. Now, they weren't Brahmins. They were considered the lower caste, Sudras. But Narsimha, they are in charge of the temple. They do the rituals and pujas, even though they have a Brahmin there, because Narsimha blessed them for finding him and reinstalling him. So I know I'm friends with one of the main guys. He's actually the director of Apple Computers in India, Vinaya. I met him there. It's perfect English. He's educated in America, like, you wouldn't expect totally in Sri Vaishnava attire, you know, the Veshti, the Tilak, you know, really pukka. And he had come because it was a certain time of year where his family does the puja. And he was explaining the history and how all the different kings that had come over his 920 years since their family found him. And on the bottom right, besides where those ugly bottles are, you see there's a deity there. A small deity of Yoga Nrsimha, across from his right foot. So that deity Vinay gave to us, because I became very attached to this deity. So Vinay said, then you should have him with you always. This is an Utsava deity that our family had for 500 years, and you should take him with you and worship him. So he gifted him to us, and that really blew my mind. First of all, how kind he was, and how he understood that much attraction and love I had for this deity of Yoga Nrsimha. Again, in the middle of the jungle, and there's actually crocodiles in the river. I was going to hop in, because it's a very beautiful river. And then, of course, Vinay came running with the Brahmin, Krishna Acharya. No, don't, you can't go there. I was like, what's going on there? Oh, the crocodiles are there. So, anyways, we put some drops on the head. There he is in his kavacha, his gold his golden kavacha, which Vinaya's family offered to him. And again, they were very hesitant about photos for years. And because of Vinaya, I met him last year. I was actually going back to beg, to plead, to bribe, to do whatever I need, you know. But I met Vinaya, and he said, "Oh, what do you mean? You want photos? Of course, come." It was like a perfect arrangement. And this is a... I noticed in my travels, like maybe some of you saw yesterday, I had some little idols, copper idols, outside for sale. So one of the main reasons I would design them and commission them was because most of these temples don't have their original Utsava deities, the small ones that they have on procession, because they were either stolen or broken or whatever. So every temple I would go, depending on the form, I would kind of reinstall an idol of Narsimha. I would let them choose. And it felt so wonderful, because that's such an important aspect of the tradition, the Utsava. Because the Utsava is brought out on procession, where everyone can be very close to him, offer him things, you know, practically almost touch him. The locals can get involved in the ceremony. So it's extremely personal. Oh, we're supposed to end now, because their lordship, Sri Panchatattva, has opened. So now it's time for a beautiful kirtan. But, you know, if you want to ask me any questions or anything, I'll be around, and maybe later on we can do some more stuff. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Jai Nrisimhadev. Jai Haribo, Haribo.